Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic words seasoned just right to flavor your taste buds.
The words are the new Viagra that keeps you up, channelizing your soul into submission. Sensual and sexy as her poetry acts and answers questions you are scared to approach. Who is she? She is LSO, an erotic poet.
Welcome everybody to the LSO Teach Show. I am so excited to be on tonight. Tonight is a very special night. Not only is it the anniversary, it is actually the anniversary day date. Well, I'm lying. June 18th was the actual anniversary date, but we're celebrating it today day. So, happy Juneteenth Monday. Excuse me. Oh, I received a message that says happy birthday, Queen L. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, I'm excited. Oh, I'm getting hot, y'all. I don't know if it's the flashes or the mimosa, but anyway, get ready for an amazing 2 hours as we celebrate the five-year anniversary of the LSO Truth Show here on Lawless Radio. I hope you enjoyed today and you started with a smile, and I'm guaranteeing that you're going to end it with smile again because you're hanging out with me. Anyway, I'm LSO, the founder and owner of Treats and Things LLC and LSO exclamation point. Brooklyn's very own LSO is not just an author of 3 self-published erotic books and 1 inspirational book. There's so much more to LSO and her brand. Let's not forget, she is the host of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. LSO was told to do big things, and hashtag, I am holding on to that statement. I am comprised of many talents with the masters of all and without any regrets. So I so enjoy what I do. If I think it, it can be done. And that's just speaking life into self as an affirmation that, yes, I can and I will. LSO's writings, creative diversity captures you and introduces you to outside-of-the-box experiences, encouraging you the freedom of reflection of self, accepting self in totality and in abundance, creating the space for your imagination's truth and seeing beyond the space to be your true self. Her writing captures you, and her no judgment encourages your total liberty of being yourself. Her work is created with the intent to help you to relate and or reminisce in your fantasy, your truth, or a combination of both. Either way you care to enjoy it, it's all up to you. LSO ignites your alter ego to surrender, to enjoy the known and the unknown. All of your senses captivated, and you're loving it. In her work, she is in total control. In her space, her imagination encourages your truth. They escape to pleasures beyond your imagination. LSO vows to keep her creative juices flowing so that you can experience the displays and the words written and or spoken. Come along for the ride, pun intended. LSO never disappoints and promises limitless possibilities. So are you ready for tonight's show? If not, get ready for this evening's topic, 5-year anniversary on Juneteenth. This is how you celebrate freedom. Let the celebration begin. I hope you brought your drink of choice, your snacks, and or your dinner to get ready to celebrate. Note, these are our personal and or research opinions, so get ready to call in and confess your research. Remember, the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show is a safe space and a no-judgment zone for your confessions and research. All welcome. Transparency at its best. So call in with your questions, call in with your answers, call in with your statements. And remember, a thinking may be necessary, but don't worry. LSO has the paddle, and she has the whip. Well, tonight, you know, we're going to bring on some of the guests and some former guests and also some former co-hosts. Steph, can you please do me a favor and can you hit Bags up and let him know I'm on air? I know that is so rude, right? Let him know I'm on air. I cannot answer his call right now. Thank you. Appreciate it. So hold on, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see who this is. The last digit is 3506. 3506. Hello, you are on with LSO.
Hey, it's Miss Kay. What's up, cousin?
What's up, baby?
How
are
you? Hey, cousin. Are you good? I'm good. Cousin, how are you?
I'm good. Listen, Miss Kay, not only is she my cousin, we found out we was cousins when we were in junior high school, and we were friends in junior high school and didn't know we were cousins. She also was a co-host on the Lawless Radio LSO Truth Show, as well as she's been guest on, you know, first she started out as a guest several times. Then she came on as a co-host, and, you know, now she's doing her own thing. But, you know, she can share all that information with each and every one of you. So, Ms. Kay, yes, talk about it. What's good? Talk about it.
Yes. Oh, my God. Things have, like, changed and dipped and grew. And so at this point in time, I put together my affirmation book for my tweens, teens, and queens. And I worked with someone. I came up with the idea of what's called element twins. So it's a set of teenage girls, black girls, who became superheroes during COVID. So I created an affirmation book, a journal, and two coloring books. They're all on Amazon.
I want mine directly from you because I want mine's autographed, and we did discuss this. So just let me know when you're ready to see stuff and all that good stuff.
Yes, you got it. I know.
Are you putting crayons with it as well?
No, I wasn't going to put crayons. But, I mean, I wrap it and I make it really nice, so.
Okay,
I'm going to tell you, like, this type of coloring book, you may not want to use crayons because it's not an easy color. It's like a medium to hard. So this is for those people that really like the color.
I do have crayons from when I was drawing, you know, or actually not crayons, they're pencils, some expensive art pencils.
Yes, you might
so
want pencils. Absolutely.
I'll do that.
Yeah, you might want colored pencils or even markers. Like, this is some intense. The pictures are beautiful. I mean, beautiful, and like I said, they go from medium to hard, but they are, I'm so proud of this work. You have no idea. I'm so proud.
Well, I'm so proud of you without even seeing it. But tell us about your experience here as being a guest on the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show and as well as being a co-host. Tell us about your experience and what you liked, what you didn't like, what you can add for changes. Give us some little history behind that.
Okay, well, being a guest is always great. I mean, especially the time when we had the suicide call and to know that, you know, just the information that I was given was actually helping. And it did help someone to talk someone else through not completing suicide. So that will always stick with me. I think that was one of the most powerful moments I've had, like I would say even in my life. Just to be a part of that, right? So that was a wonderful experience to have, knowing that I could give out information, disseminate information that did help someone save someone else's life. They were able to talk them down, so that was wonderful. Just being on with you and us being like polar opposites, but then we could always find some common ground and meet in the middle, which is great, you know. You know, me always being like on the other side of just like, I'm out there and then it's so hilarious because I'm up there floating in the clouds and you're so grounded and that's that Virgo. That Virgo will be like, oh, no, come back down here. And I'm like, no, I'm floating in the clouds, but it's for you because I'm Aquarius, I am air. And you're like, no, you need to come back and be grounded. So I think it was a really good match we would be able to, I'll be sometimes like pull your ass up in the cloud, like, yo, come up in the air, girl. Come here. Let's see what's up here. And you're like, I want to go back down. I want to go back down. And I'm like, no, come see what's up here in this air. So, you know, it was a good balance of being able to be grounded and also be up in the air.
Right.
So
that's earth and
yeah,
air.
I think we had a
really good fun.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I also, another good thing, I'll say this real quick and I'm going to be quiet so I know you're going to go. But another good thing, not only was it a good balance, we also knew how to respect each other's space because that's very important. Mm-hmm. It was like, you would never try to convince me that I should change my position and I would never try to convince you to change your position. You know
correct.
What works for you. And I respect that, and you know what works for me, and you respect that. So it was just really
right.
a really good balance.
You know, and I hate, not, I don't want to say hate because that's such a strong word, but I dislike agreeing to disagree, but I understand
mm-hmm.
why you do that, but it's not so much of me understanding that I'm going to disagree with you, although I don't agree, I'm not going to disagree with you. When someone has a stance and they have receipts to back up their stance, whether it be from experience, somebody else's experience, or from wherever they get their receipts from, it's good to understand that somebody is not going to always agree with you or understand where you're coming from. But your receipts show that two things can be correct at the same time, yet so
mm-hmm.
different because it affects people differently. So that's the key thing.
Right.
That's the key thing in it all, you know, that part right there. And I so appreciate,
mm-hmm.
you know, the moments that we have on, that we've had and still have on air, off air, and just, you know, overall. I mean, I can't get rid of you because you're family. By blood, but
oh, gee, thank you.
But to know that
thank
we
you.
Still can stand, you know, both that we still can stand, you know, both strong and you know, in what it is that we're doing, both successful and continuing on. And I want to say thank you. I truly appreciate one you coming on tonight, and I know you got to get up very early in the morning for work, and also too being a part of my journey on the LSO Treat Show. I mean, I say it all the time. I could not have done any of this by myself. You know, everybody
mm-hmm.
needs help along the way. And those who believe that they don't need help, I'm telling you now, you're a liar. Because you can't do
mm-hmm.
everything all the time by yourself. Somewhere there's someone
mm-hmm.
putting you on. There's someone praying for you. There's someone pushing you. There's someone encouraging you. And, you know, there's someone giving you a whole totally different spectrum on what it is that you're saying or doing because they're showing you just a different way. Not that you have to change to it. They're just showing it to you. So I want to say thank you, and
mm-hmm.
I appreciate you on the ride. But I got somebody else who want to come on, too.
Appreciate
but don't, I want you to say one as well. 665, I'm about to bring you on. 6675, you are on with K and LSO. 6675.
What's good, everybody?
Hey, baby.
Y'all recognize the voice?
Oh, my God.
I know
that's who I think it is.
I know it's been a while. They may not recognize his voice. You know, people forget about you.
I was like, wait, is that who I think that is?
I don't know who you think it is. Let me ask you a better question. Who you want it to be?
Ooh.
You know what, D, cut it out. Anyway. Right. That's D. Ain't no getting around that.
What's going on,
everybody
lady?
Knows the D.
Hey. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? That might be a bad thing depending on, you know.
That sound like a 304.
I want
everybody. That's another question.
No, that ain't for me.
Yeah.
I don't know nothing about
everybody
bad
can
person.
You know, only special ones can know the D. And you ladies are definitely
Dee,
special.
What's good, baby?
What's good with you?
How
congratulations
you?
And happy anniversary.
Yes, happy anniversary.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
But just know y'all was a part
it's
of this
years?
Journey. It's been 5 years. Yesterday
it has been 5 years.
2018 was my first show.
Wow.
And I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know what I was doing. But let me just give y'all a briefing of how it all started. Because it really all started with D. Smith right here. We were in a group together. I can't remember what group it was. And we would always have conversations in the group. And he invited me to be a guest on his show because he was a part of, he had his own show called The Unchained Crew. But he can give you his history with all the things that he's doing. But he invited me on, and I talked about my first two books, which was Tasting Treats and Erotic Playground.
Mm-hmm.
And the manager was on at that time, and he liked me so that he offered me my own spot here on Lowell.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's where it all began.
Yep. That is how it all started. That is how it all started.
So people,
no, thank you
know
for being
that
who you are.
You can be in a group. You can be in a group and not be sexually active with someone or not
mm-hmm.
be flirtatious or not whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And something and a success story comes from out of it. So, and
yeah.
we have a success story.
Most definitely. You,
know,
you definitely
you know,
meet people
you know.
Out here online. You meet some real people. I mean, these are real people at the end of these telephones and these iPhones and these computers, you know. And
right.
unfortunately, a lot of people are, you know, kind of caught up in the glitz and glamour of shit. And you know, you don't really get to meet genuine people, you know. So I am definitely blessed to have met you, you know, and still rocking 5 years later, mm-hmm. man. Yeah, that should show you something.
That's so sweet.
Yes.
Aww.
Yes. See, I said I am not going to cry tonight, so y'all better not even try it. I'm telling y'all now, you're not going to do this tonight.
This is a very special occasion. This is a very, very special occasion. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we met in a group, you know, some years ago. You know, we just would have these conversations, and me and her just kind of hit it off. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, they would post about, you know, things that they were doing, things that they were up to. And so she would promote her books, and it was like, oh, okay, you do books. So, I mean, I got to talking and everything. It's like, okay, yeah, let me get you on the show. Let's talk. Let's do some chatting. She came on. We
right.
had a great conversation. And then, like, you know, like she said, you know, the owner of the station hit her up, offered her a slot. She's been rocking ever since. You know, and me and her have been
right.
able to kind of come. Yeah, we've been able to come together on a few different occasions, and you know, it's always been great, and it's always a treat, pun fully intended.
Now you better tell them. You better tell them.
You know, I just appreciate you. You know, so I appreciate you, Miss K. I'm glad to have met you as well through LSO, and not just that, just to show you how much of a blessing LSO is and how important it is for you to really be, you know, as genuine as you can be with people. Because you never know what connections you make to those people. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Virtuous Eatery. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Virtuous Eatery. Shout out to Noni, Rochelle. I know I'm missing a few of them that I usually call in.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Miss K.
The supplier.
Shout out to Soldier of Love. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been able to meet some really cool people. And even Virtuous Eatery. I'm going to have their son. I'm going to try to get their son on my show when he's in Chicago. So he's going to be in Chicago June 6th through 9th. Someone will reach out to him, and we're going to try to link up and get him on the show. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like connections, you know what I'm saying? You meet one person and then, you know, you end up forging connections with people through that person, you know? So
mm-hmm.
much love to you. Much love to you and your spirit
Thank
and your energy.
You.
I love you.
You know, I love you more. You
Aww.
Better stop it now if I come to the phone. You know, there's a lot of takeaways that I get from each and every show. And Ms. K has talked about it earlier. One of the most powerful things that happened. She and I was on, and it was in December because we did around a Christmas show, and we did it on suicide prevention. And she specializes. That's one of her hats that she wears. She specializes in it. And when she and I, we were talking on this very serious conversation. Now, I spoke of things that I've experienced through other people and also research, but Ms. K came from the aspect of counseling and helping and what to do, how to do. So she and I, we were just having a conversation going back and forth, and she received a message. I think first you received a typed message, then you received a voicemail message that the things that we were saying on the line that particular night, somebody was saying to one of their friends because they was about to commit suicide. So even though on the show we have jokes, we have fun time, but we also have some serious conversations, and we deal in a lot of awareness as well. So when we have conversations like that, it's not too many jokes, so to say, because, again, you never know who's listening and who's mimicking what you're saying and what you're doing. And you can save somebody's life. And that particular night in December, I think, of 2020, we saved somebody's life that particular night just from a conversation from the show. So that's one of the things I remember from one of the many shows that we've had, Ms. Kay. And Dee Smith, when I was on his show as a guest, the Unchained Crew, I learned what a donkey punch was. Nah. I think that's what it is. Yeah, that's the name of it. That's the name of it, right, Auntie?
Yeah,
I remember that. And it's unfortunate
we all learned
that
something
particular
that
person.
Show. We all learned a lot.
That particular person has passed away, but when he said that, I'm like, what the hell is this dude talking about? And he described it, and I said, if you ever do that to a woman, but what it is how is it? You're riding her. I mean, you're hitting her from the back, and you punch her in the back of her head, and she's supposed to buck back like a donkey, and you're supposed to hold on for dear life and continuing. I said, what type of nonsense is that?
Hell no.
I said, who punched in the back of the head? My brain is back here. Are you crazy?
I thought it was a little simpler than that.
No, he want to get flung across the room.
Yeah, that's abuse right there. That's what that is. That's just good old-fashioned abuse.
He want to get flung. You want somebody to grab you and throw your ass across the room. That's what you want.
Punching somebody in the back of their head like that, and then you catch them off guard. So I think that's the thing. You catch them off guard when you hit them so you can get that instant reflex. I'm like, what type of nonsense is that? Mm-mm. You expect that to be finished?
It is nonsense.
Okay. But that was one of the things that came on your show.
That's insane. I'm sorry.
What happened?
But yeah, that was a good show. That was a great show. That was definitely another memory. One of my fond memories are the male panels, all male panels.
I want
to thank you for doing those and giving us a platform to talk and have the kind of conversations we were able to have, because I mean, we got off to a whole lot of deep shit. And various men that came on, all came on and contributed and gave from an honest place, spoke very eloquently and about a lot of difficult things too. You know, we had a lot of difficult conversations with guys. We're talking about, you know, things that have affected them as children, you know, saying their relationships with their mothers, relationships with their fathers, you know, saying their relationships with women, you know, those kind of things. We had conversations, you know, from a husband's standpoint. We talked about, you know, things of the ego from a woman's standpoint. We talked about a whole lot of shit. So it was just awesome to have that platform, and I want to thank you for that, because those to this day have been some of the best conversations that I've ever had on radio.
Wow.
Yay.
That was one of her parting gifts for Miss K. That was one of her parting gifts. She said
that was
she was together with all men. And that those particular shows are actually success shows because, like Dee said, the men get to come on and be very vulnerable. And when I started it, I wanted that vulnerability from the men, but I wasn't sure if I was going to get it from the men. And all I did was I would interject every now and again just to let them know I'm still on the line, I'm breathing, I'm here. But they took the whole platform, and it was music-free. So they had 2 hours of conversation, and the conversations was just jumping around. And I'm like, wow, I was sitting taking notes. I was like, this is exactly what I wanted. Let me take my notes. And from one of those shows came, we did a show on Shut the Fuck Up. Women need to learn to shut the fuck up. And the reason why it was phrased like that, and not to be offensive to anyone or hurt anyone's feelings, but that's how the men felt, and that's what they want to say sometimes, but they want to be respectful of you. And because they're trying to be respectful and they're asking you and you're not listening, then when they get to the blow up and they say it like that, so now we're hurt.
Yeah.
So I said it for the men, and we had the conversation, and it was just phenomenal. And the men went like in an uproar that, yeah, we need to X, Y, and Z and listen. And I, like I say, women, the men will tell on themselves. Let them tell on themselves.
Yeah.
Don't bash them for nothing. You say whatever it is you need from them and just let them go right ahead, and you just sit back and listen. Because what you're going to need to know, they're going to tell you everything you need to know. All you got to do is sit and listen sometimes. But on the opposite side, we also started the WAP. The WAP.
Yeah.
And I play on that, you know, the WAP, because, yes, it is. We got the good, but that stands for the women all panel. So we do the same thing. So whereas the men, it's their barbershop talk, and the women, it's our beauty salon talk, and we get the same privilege. We talk for 2 hours, commercial free, and the men is like, And every now and again, we'll let a man come on and, you know, ask his question so we can answer him. But we have good conversations from that. And those are some of the conversations and shows that I truly, truly enjoy, as well as, you know, every month I try to, I'm not successful every month, but I try to have an awareness. So whatever that awareness is for that month, I try to have someone who specializes in that awareness come on and speak from it so we can have good vibes and y'all getting true information. So, you know, and I know earlier I mentioned,
great.
You know,
I'm
we
so
lost.
Happy.
Thank you.
Oh, I was just saying, I'm so happy to hear that.
Couple.
Oh, no.
I know it's that delay again. I apologize, people. We're not over-talking each other. It's that delay that doing that because we're talking at different times. But like I said earlier, we lost some people in the group. And one of the people we lost, when the show opened up, you hear his voice opening up the show. We lost him like a couple of months ago. And that one hit a little bit different because he was like a big brother to me. And I came back from Puerto Rico, and I had something for him. And he always loved my mac and cheese and a cherry cheese pie. And that's what he wanted with his cigars. And I never got the chance to give it to him because he passed away before I was able to get a chance. But we honor him every Monday because he's the opening of the show. So, you know, Eric, we miss you, Dee. And, you know, I want to shout out some other guests. If I forgot you, charge it to the brain and not my heart, because it's not my intention to forget anyone.
Before you start,
thank you, Dee.
I'm gonna have to get off. The line.
Okay, no worries, but thank you for coming on and spending some time with me. I greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Okay, so.
Absolutely. Thank you all. Love you all. Thank you so much.
Bye, Miss Kay.
Good night to Miss Kay.
Bye, Dee. Good night, everyone.
Good night. I love you.
Happy 5.
Love you too. Happy 5th year anniversary.
Thank you. High five, baby.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Okay, D, you want to say something before you do what you got to do, baby?
I just want to say thank you. You know I love you. I love you so much. Congratulations on 5 years on air. I'm glad that I could have been there to, like, see that. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, not a lot of times you get a chance to be at the front door of something special. So I'm definitely blessed to have been able to be at the front door of your specialness. You know, and thank you for letting me in.
Thank you for riding. I was going to say thank you for riding me, but thank you for riding the journey with me.
And thank you for riding me back. I mean, riding with me.
But just tell people a little bit what you're doing before you slide off so they know where they can find you.
You guys can check me out on Shop Talk 7 on My Radio Chicago on the Support District Radio app. You can also catch us on Roku now. So not only can you catch us on the website, SDR StreamYard, or the SDR Chicago website, Support District Network, you can also now catch us on Roku, okay? So look us up on Roku, My Radio Chicago, and then catch the Shop Talk 7 radio show. We're on Mondays through Fridays, 7 to 9 p.m. Central Time. Me and my guy, Media Monix, and my guy Chill told me to post this, host the show from 7 to 9, man. We have all kinds of artists. We have local people. We have sometimes we get politicians or local politicians. We talk to business people, actors, whoever. You know what I'm saying? It's a shop. So people, a lot of people come through and hang out. So if you guys are busy or if you guys got some time, hit us up. Check us out, man. I think you guys will enjoy the show. Get this deep.
Okay.
Oh,
now
by the way, also, get this D, get this underscore D on IG and D Smith period on Facebook, and get this D with D Smith on Facebook.
Ooh, get the D, y'all, get the D. Well, thank you so much, baby. I love you bunches.
I love you too.
And
thank
I'll talk
you so
to
much.
You soon.
Absolutely. Y'all be safe, man.
Okay, thanks. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, of course, you know, we've been talking, and I got to play some music. So, Vixen, no, don't start it, for I'll pop you. I'll be right back, and don't go anywhere.
Oh, man. Yo, Nay, you crazy for this one here. Destined to be a legend when I put together my first rhyme. Assault with a deadly weapon was my first crime. Homie, I'm talking about a pen, not a tech nine. Oh, loaded, I need some bubble telling. Keep these haters off me. I go to Notch Melon for acting too bossy. I'm a big deal, wake up and smell a coffee. I hope God forgive Rob for all the sinning. I don't listen, deep swimming and fine women. Smoke piffing, no tight, dust twisting. I'm like Popeye, I'm strong with me spinning. Well, blow one down. Everybody clap your hands if you feel my sound. All the girls without a man, we can feel on now. You want a rag, let me feel your mouth. Full of Beckys and they all say I rock. Totally, cowards think they holy when they holding heat. Anti-Christ bullets shattering your rosary. Them haters were supposed to be the older genes. Now we taking over, we who they supposed to be. We them future stars, next big thing. Hate them has-been, hanging on a string. And I ain't talking about loose ends. I just wanna live, let me get my 2 cents. I'm a wildebeest, with a will to eat. I'd rather be laid up with a million freaks.
here in my back rub. In the jacuzzi, I'm too big for the bathtub. Lil mama, all I wanna do is have fun. And let me see you clap.
This one out, as dear Miss Sex. No, better yet, I'm gonna write this one out like dear Miss Beautiful, cause I just wanna be your ballpoint pen in this one, baby. And I want you to be my paper. No, better yet, I want you to be my scroll, and I write you beautiful, but sexy, but yet grown manish love letter. But not on pen pal status, baby. So listen to my words, honey. Just listen to my words. Okay. I want to be too damn good to you, and make your mama say he's too damn good to you. I want to fly you to the moon, stay in a one-way suite, and get you home by noon. I'll even open the space shuttle door for you, and strap you in and tell you how much I'm adoring you. And if I say I'll pick you up at 8, don't you worry about a thing, cause I'll never be late. Creeping with any other girl, cause out of 6 billion, baby, you're my one and only world. And girl, I got the finance to afford your finance, but we can throw it out and just enjoy the romance. With no milk, baby girl, I want to spoil you. Then that night, lay you down, wrap and spoil you in my arms, cause baby, it is all for you. Sincerely, Mr. Too Damn Good to You. Baby, you my all and my everything. Right. Filled up my life like decorations by Vera Wang. So I hope that you're listening, and the best you ever had, baby. That's what my mission is. So I'm positioning to white out your X-Men. Not a ninth grader, but sure, I'll be your freshman. Cause you're my first thought, hear what I dreamt last. 2 lines in the road, the one that I can't pass. So why would I, even without a good eye, I can still see you be the one I do goodbye. So it's never goodbye, baby, I just see you later. When I hug your curves like the tides of an Indy racer. So how could I ever go wrong with a steroid love? How we going so strong? So when they say that I'm just too damn good to you, I just tell them, nah, you're just too damn good to lose.
When he see me in that body pain, glow in the dark at every color. Yeah, I'm about to make him faint. When he see me in that body pain, drip, drip and wet. When he see me in that body pain, I'm about to make him faint. When he see me in that body pain. dripping wet. When he see me in that body paint, about to make him faint. When he see me in that body paint, see me in that body paint. Must be a Kodak moment. He wanna take my picture, shoot me on a video, show me on a split screen. Call up the publisher, put me in a magazine, just to show the world the freaky things he wanna do to me. My glow in the dark, got him feeling X-rated. Took him back to preschool, so he can finger paint it. Trying to cross the finish line, but I already made it. He called me Wonder Woman, cause I am the greatest. He saw me in a body paint, he was speechless. Showed him how fist painted on with his weakness. He's on the floor, begging, begging me like Rover. Give him what he needs, put him in a coma. About to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, drip, dripping wet, see me in that body paint. About to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Glow in the dark at every color in his skin. About to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, dripping wet, when he see me in that body paint. About to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. See me in that body paint. So next level is ridiculous. Ain't no chick got nothing on you when it come to freaky shit. Baby, you clown. You should've joined the circus. You're something like a 9 to 5, like the way you work. Should've been a surgeon, the way I got him slurring. Peeling off my body paint, got him speaking German. Please call a doctor, put him on the table. I think I just lost him, somebody get the cable. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, drip, dripping wet, see me in that body paint. About to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Glow in the dark at every color in the skin. About to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, dripping wet, when he see me in that body paint. About to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. See me in that body paint. Wow, wow, wow.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Did y'all see me in the body paint, huh, huh, huh? Well, you know, I want to give, you know, a shout out to some of the people, you know, that have been on. And again, you know, I didn't mention your name, know that it wasn't intentional. But I do want to say when I first started on the show, I had three people, and their names is Vixen, Seduction, and Raven. These three faithful listeners, participants, guests, co-hosts, whatever you want to call them, they held me down when I didn't know what I was doing, pressing wrong buttons, doing the wrong everything. So these people have held me down, and I want to say thank you to each of you, and I greatly, 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 so greatly appreciate it. And also Soldier of Love, he was there from the beginning when I called him to ask him, before I even get all the words out of asking him would he ride on his journey with me and what was going on, he was already like, yes. And I'm like, but you didn't let me finish. He was like, it's you, so I know whatever it is going to be right. So, yes. So, again, Soldier of Love, I thank you as well for riding this from the very beginning with me when I didn't know what I was doing, pressing wrong buttons, doing everything of whatever. So thank you, and thank you. My ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to pull, you know, I'm going to randomly pull people from who's listening in, just so you know they can give some shout-outs and accolades, and then that'll give me a chance to drink water too. So the last four digits is 3563. 3563. Hey, you're on with the L to the S to the Izzo.
Hello, hello, L to the S to the Izzo. Congratulations. Yeah. It is
thank
the Papaya. Congratulations. This is like a big milestone for you. I am so excited for your success. Your journey, you know, we started back from the beginning with this and didn't know where it would go. And I remember when I went down with you to the city, when you went to talk on one of the shows in Manhattan, and not knowing that it was going to lead to you with your own spot. But it just goes to show when you have passion and when you want to do something and a desire, sometimes it may not get started how you want, but as you go at it and keep tweaking and going and learning and turning around, it comes out to like it's something more than you expected. And you look back at the steps when you first started to now, you've made a leap. You've made a leap of a jump, I can say. And I am so proud and happy to be on this journey with you, you know, watch your success. I try to get on just about every night. Usually we conflict because my time of my hour training is the same time, but I do try to tap in at some point. But I'm happy for you. And I watch you grow. I see you, you know, you just going out there, you're doing with it, and it's like, oh, yeah. And then now you done expanded even more. And I can see you like, I can see now it's 5 years. They say your first 5 years is your making and your breaking. And you did very well for your first 5 years. So I can see you now getting another slot, either another day, you understand, or even doing something like a live podcast to expand what you do, your brand, so people can not only just hear behind the scenes. You know, it's a lot that noise for those who don't know you. They can now put the brand, the business, they could put the talk show to the face, and they can match it up. You understand? So that's something that I see yeah. great things coming ahead for you. And I also, you know, and putting it out there for you, I'm going to see you, and I know it's coming down the line, and we talked about it slowly, but your next journey and step is going to be traveling. You're going to travel
yes.
to
yes.
different
Plainly.
Cities and be able to speak on that platform there. Other radio stations may call in for you. You know, I like how, you know, you and D, y'all got started. And, you know, he hung in there. Then they just know that you were so good at it. They was able to just, like, wean off like you wean off the bottle. They was able to wean off and just let you go ahead. So you off the bottle now, honey. You on the full milk, lactose, whatever one you want to use. But you don't have to do the baby bottle no more because you're taking big steps. You know, you walk in your talk. You understand? So I admire that, and I like that journey. We've been both great supporters of each other. You have always supported me in my business. From day one, and I've always, you know, anything you do, I'm going to support you in yours because we just have that unbreakable bond that's not going to go anywhere. You understand? So I do enjoy that, you know. I enjoy that you gave me a platform to talk a little bit about my Love Wings business. You know, for those know, that's a supplier. That's why they call me supplier, because of my products. They work, and we have products for both men and women. I have anything for the sensual oils. I go all the way down to the sex toys. I still do home parties. I do private parties. I do vending. So it's that time now that's coming around, the summertime coming. If anybody want to do any of that, you know, you can hit me up. But, of course, what I adore is that anytime I go out and do something, I always incorporate LSO because with our businesses together, it's great because she writes about it and she gets your mind going. So when you start reading, a lot of times when we read it, sometimes we find ourselves in the house like you might touch your leg or, ooh, you feel a certain way. So as you read from her products, then you come on over to Love Wings and you start taking and touching, and you use my products, and you got a whole package right there, honey. You read about it, get that mind going, and not only go you read about it, you're going to talk about it and use it. So that's what we – it's so funny how that fell us apart, you know what I'm saying, as opposed to, like, you know, it's like almost like a movie. And also, Ella, so I would like to see one – and it came to me this week. I kid you not. You know, my mind races. It came to me this week. What if one of her books go into a movie production or a small screenplay? So even though they like a poetry, they could go into, like, screenplays or different skits that they could be incorporated in. That just came to me sometime this week, and I was going to share that with you, but I'm glad I'm on the call for you tonight because I could bring that out into your audience. But, hey, I'm just happy for you. We're going to celebrate, you know. Probably this weekend we're going to do a little celebration or something. Yes,
I so appreciate it. But what if I was to tell you behind the scenes, because, you know, I do a lot of things behind the scenes. I like to get things in motion before I actually begin to present it. But I am working on the Sultry, Intoxicated, and Naughty. That's my very first book of short stories. So I'm working on one of those short stories. So I just need some characters who would like to be willing participants. When I say short stories, it's maybe about 20 minutes because, like, if you were to do it in a sitcom version,
it's really a half an hour, but by the time you add the commercials and everything, it's 20 minutes. So, and I can even shorten it down even shorter and just give excerpts of it. If anyone is interested in being a character in the Sultry, Intoxicated, and Naughty, let me know so we can get the production rolling. And, you know, I can put that up on the YouTube channel, which is called M-A-S-K, Squiggly D. Now, so, again, thank you. This is Iris. We call her the supplier because she ain't no liar.
Thank you.
She's a Love Week's romance consultant as well as tracing and consultant. And thank you again for showing love and appreciation. And also, ladies and gentlemen, she's my go-to when I'm looking for products, when I'm making baskets or I'm doing things. And actually, my first book, there's a poem in it dedicated to her for her business, and it's called Toys. And all the toys that are mentioned in that particular poem, we actually did research on it, and we had confessions on everything. So in each of the stories and or poems, there's truth to it. It's somebody's truth. You know, we don't give out, you know, the information of where it actually came from, but know that there's truth into everything that's being said and the information in my books. So, again, Iris, thank you. We're going to put you back on hold. That's the supplier, y'all.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, some other people, you know, I would like to shout out, you know, from previous, that's been on previous shows. We want to say thank you to Sahi Alexander of My Recipe. She's a chef, event planner, and she just recently became an ordained minister. I want to say thank you for being a part of my journey. Stephanie, she's the CEO and founder of May Morrell Suites. She's a nurse by profession, but she's doing her thing with May Morrell Suites. Also want to say Virtuous Eatery and JJNR. That's J. Mack from Harlem by way of Brooklyn, chilling on 95 down in Delaware. Yo, listen, Linda. Let me tell you, recently I had surgery and Virtuous Eatery. I have a mail subscription, and you too can have a mail subscription from VE. I got my subscription, and I have not had to cook nothing. Only thing I've cooked was breakfast, and that's because I had one tray for breakfast, which lasted me for three breakfasts, 3 days. But I still have food that's still carrying me through for my subscription from VE. So listen, I'm telling y'all, that's a wonder to not cook. I don't care if you can cook. There's times where you don't want to cook. Listen, get your subscription and you're good. And not only that, from JJNR 718, I also, I'm contracted with him. He does everything LSO. So he just takes my brand and do whatever. When I come up with an idea or come up with something, he's like, all right. And whenever I go to visit, he was like, yo, look. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. And yes, get the bucket because I cry. But, yes. So JJNR, VE, if you're available, let me know when you're good because I would love to bring you on so, you know, you can chat it up for a moment. But until then, I see 6613. I'm about to bring you on. 6613. You're on LSO.
It's a big shout, heavy, heavy shout. Congratulations. You know I'm super proud. I apologize for dialing in Nate late. I tried to get on earlier.
Thank you. This is, by the way, everyone, this is Kevin Lewis. He's the CEO and principal consultant of Promethean. Did I say it right?
You nailed that thing. I'm super proud. You nailed that thing. Thank you.
Yeah. Of Promethean Credit Counseling, which is a full-service credit counseling service focusing on personal and on business credit. And before he begins to speak, I just want to tell y'all,
he and I, we went to college together, and we shared accounting classes together. And he took his profession, he expanded what he learned in school, and now he's the owner, he's the CEO of his business in doing so. And I actually use his services. And when I tell you, within a month's time, if you do what you're supposed to do, results will happen immediately. And it's just little simple things, little simple things. He's working on my business credit as well as my personal credit. And even though I'm an accountant and I don't like accounting anymore, there are things that I don't know, or not, I can't say I don't know. I might have forgotten because that's not where my passion is anymore. And he had to come in and remind me, and he just straightened things up. But Tevin Lewis, what's good, baby?
Man, you are what's good. I am so amazed. And thank you for the spotlight and the highlight. But today, tonight is your day. This is an amazing feat. 5 years running. I have been in business for quite some time, and this is my second business. And I understand what it takes to run a business, and make no mistake about it. A podcast, a video cast, a radio show, a video show, all of those things are businesses, and they have there is a lot that goes into it. There are a lot of tentacles that the founder, that the owner, that the runner has to have to be able to make this thing go successfully. And most, I'm sure all of you guys know this is not a statistic that is unknown. Most operations, it doesn't matter what you're in, most operations don't make it past year three, let alone past year five. So chocolate, and I call you Chocolate because that's how I know you from school, and everybody's got to know on this call. While we do operate in a professional capacity, you were my friend long before you were my client. And so I know you as Chocolate. And so, Chocolate, I want to take hats off and salute you. That is an incredible accomplishment, and you deserve to be celebrated. So big shout.
Thank you. I told him when we had a conversation, again, before I even had the opportunity to finish asking the question, he was like, yeah. He didn't even let me finish. He didn't even know what I was asking for, but it was like, yeah. Because I asked him if he, you know, will he be able to have time, you know, to do X, Y, and Z. Because when I tell you this man works at his craft, I get messages, email messages about 6 o'clock in the morning sometimes. Like, yo, this, that, and third. Why are you up at 6 o'clock in the morning telling me about some damn credit? I want to hear about that. But when I go and check my credit, my score is up. So, okay, let me check my email 6 o'clock in the morning. So he was like, I'm telling you now, I'm going to make you cry. I was like, come on, don't do that. I don't want to cry. But, yes, I shedded some tears, and I don't care. So, yeah.
So,
but Kev, thank you, and thank you.
So let me say this, too. Let me let you have the floor. And I apologize, but so
no,
I have watched you. I have watched you build this thing for the last 30 years. I have seen it 30 years in the making. I remember when I first found out early in college in 1988. I found out you, or maybe it's 89. I think it was 89. That you did poetry and did it well, and you did it extremely well. And so Lawless Radio began probably for you in high school. I caught it when you were in college. It began as there was a seed planted there, and to watch that seed grow, to watch you be consistent, to watch you deliver at a high level, to watch you deliver your personality, I've never seen somebody who can meld a personality and professionalism into one space so beautifully. So I'm so proud of you. I can't tell you how amazed, because we stood next to people who turned out way different and you stuck to what you know, what you do well, and this is the culmination of it. So I wish you 100 more years, and I'm really proud of you.
Thank you. One of the things happened to me on, and yes, you did finally, I broke down. You did it. You said you was. Yes, get the bucket. on Friday, I was watching the Sherry Show was on as I was working, and Sherry had said something. She was talking, and she had said, "There's room for everyone." And she was like, "Come on over to my side, because there's room over here for you." And I'm talking to her like, you know, me and her sitting down, chatting it up. I was like, "Sherry, I'm coming, because I'm going to have my daytime on daytime television too, so I'm coming. So, you know, just get your other ventures out that you want to do, because, you know, by then you could move on and expand, or we both could do it at the same time." So I was just like, wow. So I'm, y'all, listen, I'm working on that too. Like I said before, I stay behind the scenes hustling and doing what it is that I do. So the two things that I have on my scale right now is the daytime talk show and also the short films. But by the way, I'll mention that a little bit later. I'm actually a part of a sitcom. I was going in as a writer, not knowing that I was going to be an actress as well. So I'm acting as well as writing. So that's another thing that I'm doing. Again, I stay behind the scene, I stay quiet, and I stay doing what it is that I enjoy doing. And my passion is writing, talk show, and acting now. Well, I mean, I used to act back in junior high school, but now it's like surfacing back again, like we ready for you. You've been, you know, hibernating for too long. So a lot of things that I've done in my past that truly was a passion has now surfaced and is like, we're back. And so y'all going to see a whole lot of LSO in different capacities. So
I know a celebrity.
yes, you do.
That was me fanboy. That was my fanboy moment right there.
That's just, so you getting ready. You getting ready. You getting
absolutely
ready to go behind it.
Absolutely.
Okay, so get ready. It's going to be sooner than you think. And so don't be surprised. Oh, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, put on your calendars now, August 27th. More details to come because I didn't get all the details. But the project that I'm working on is called Chess. We're doing our premiere in Philly, in Pennsylvania. So as I get the full details and the flyer and everything, I'm going to hit it out to everyone. And I hope you all can come and join in and you can meet some of the cast. But next week we're going to meet a couple of the cast members. So you can come, join in, and be a part of some of the things that I'm doing that's now surfacing. So, Kev, I'll be in your neck of, I don't know if you're in your neck of the woods, but I'll be in a PA area. So you most definitely have to come through and
definitely
do what you do and have a good time, meet some people and all of whatever the things that we're going to do. All the details are not out, so I really don't know, but I do know August 27th. So, ladies and gentlemen, mark your calendar. Oh, it's in Middletown, Pennsylvania. And I believe it's at
I don't
the
care
State
where it is.
Convention Center, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
It's outside of Harrisburg. As I'm speaking, the messages is coming in outside of Harrisburg. So, ladies and gentlemen, and by the way, my birthday is September 2nd, which is that Saturday of the day of the event. So, yeah. So get ready. But Kevin Maurice, and the story behind that, Kevin Maurice is whenever he gets in trouble, that's what his mother would call him. And one day he did something to me. I don't know what it was, but, you know, kids, we're kids. Tom, even in college, we were still kids. Kids would be kids. And when I called him that, when I tell you, he straightened up immediately. Because as long as I was calling him Kevin or Kev, he wasn't listening to me. It was nothing.
But as soon as I said the Kevin Maurice, straighten up, yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is how you get people's attention when you need them to do what they need to do.
For sure.
So. But thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'm going to put you back on hold and stay on for as long as you possibly can. And if you can't, I do understand. Go and finish, you know, working on my credit. I like that. And the message came in, Kevin Lewis is the truth. That was the message that came in. He said, Promethean is the truth.
I appreciate you guys so much. I really, really do. So thank you.
Thank you so much. I'm going to place you back on hold. But we're going to give some other shout-outs before I bring another caller on the line. I want to say thank you to Stacia Sweet Kitchen. She's a baker as well as a dessert creator. Thank you to her. And also Yellow Pain. He's a rap phenomenon, also a professional photographer, videographer, graphic designer, auto engineer, and so much more. You know, congratulations to him, and thank you for also showing face on the LSO Treat Show and showing us love. Also, AJ Carter of Just Ask Dre. He's a life coach specializing in relationship management and also goal setting. Thank you so much for also being a part of my journey. And also he has a book. I think it's called The Manual, and I forgot the rest of the words, but he has a book out on relationships as well, which is a very good book, very good read. So I want to say thank you to him as well for being a part of my journey. So now we're going to go to some more callers on the line, and then we'll go back to some more shout-outs, and I got to play a couple more pieces of music. But, oh, I don't see the telephone number. I was looking for J-Mac. Okay, J-Mac, can you call back in, or if there's another number that you want me to click you on from, let me know, and I'll bring you on. But I'm going to bring this person on because this person don't know. But the last four digits is 7519. 7519. You are on with LSO. 7519.
Hello. LSO. What's up? The authoress is in
what's
the building.
What's up, baby?
Who's in the building? It's the authoress. You in the building. The authoress is celebrating. So I had to get on tonight so I could celebrate you and esteem you greatly and esteem you highly for all your magnificent accomplishments that you have been able to reach thus far, and sky is truly the limit for you. We talked about this thing from back in high school days. So it's amazing that, you know, sitting around at a lunchroom table and kind of thinking out loud, you know, as to where you wanted it to go, just knowing the love that you had for writing and the love that you have for poetry, even back then, to just be a witness to see how you've been able to bring it full circle and to bring something that you had, you know, a passion or maybe a hobby for, actually turn into a business. Oh, Chalice, it's inspiring. It's so inspiring. I love it every time. You know this already. So you know we've gotten our books together, and you've written all of these wonderful books, and we're published, and it's our anniversary, and we went from being an authoress to now being a radio show host, and then now potentially getting ready to be a movie producer. Like, what we doing? And tell me that God ain't good. This is what
all
I know for sure. God is for sure good. When you are faithful, he said, if you be faithful just over a few things. Ooh, come on, y'all gonna make me preach today.
Go ahead, talk to us.
Ruler over many. Faithful over just a few things, and he'll make you ruler over many. And he said, even in a in a situation where a field might be having a lot of different people that's in it, and you say, how is it that I'm able to get into this field? He said, your gift's going to make room for you. So your gift and is making room for you, continues to make room for you. I continue to see your dreams be realized and come to fruition, and I can't, you know, say more than what I can possibly, words can't express to you how happy I am for you, how proud I am of you. You know, I'm riding to the wheels fall off, boo.
Yeah,
they call ride to the wheels fall off. So it's just amazing to see. It's amazing to see. You know, you put the work in. You've definitely put the work in. I seen you go back to school.
Yes, I have.
I see you went back to school. You know, it was like, if this is what I'm going to do, I'm going to, it ain't going to just be a hobby or something I'm going to do. I'm actually going to go and get some learning behind this thing. I'm going to go and get my degree in this entertainment thing. So when it is, I'm going to put and step my foot forward in this business, I'm coming with some credentials behind my name. This is not just something I like. This is something that I've been skilled to do. This is something that I studied. This is something that I've worked for. This is, you know, faith without works is dead. I had the faith to be long, but I put the work in. I put the work, I put the effort in, you know, to go on ahead and like, really make this thing that was just something that was a passion or maybe something that was just interested in, like, a hobby, to, like, say that this is something what's going to be happening. So I'm just waiting for the full glow up on the situation, because, you know, I'm ready.
Yes.
I want this job.
Yes.
Waiting for the call.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, she's actually my stylist.
Yes, I am.
And what happened was, I won a photo shoot. I won an hour photo shoot in Times Square that turned out to be about a 7-hour day, because I was able to just shoot wherever. And I called Val, and I was like, "Yo, Val, I don't know what I'm wearing." She was like, "Say less." And we was on it. And I got several, and, you know, the try-ons and the tucks and to make sure this and this is that, and voila. And I was like, wait a minute, how am I going to change my clothes in Times Square? She was like, oh, she solved that problem too. It's this thing called a pod. I was like, what the hell is this? But it was exciting to me. I think it was, like, adventurous, because I was like, I'm naked in Times Square, even though I was in a pod, y'all. Slow down. I was in a pod. No one can see. But, you know, it's amazing how New Yorkers are so nosy. When I come out, there's people standing there looking like, who's coming out of that?
Who's coming out of this pod?
People saying hi and congratulations. They don't even know what they're saying congratulations for. And, you know, waving.
They were just happy.
Oh, this is me. I was like, yes. And, you know, she fixing this stuff and tucking here and fixing this. No, change this position to this. And it was so much fun. And I want to say thank you to Mark of Obsession's Eye. He was a photographer that we went from 42nd Street to Wall Street, back to Brooklyn by the museum. So we started at 10:30 in the morning, that in the evening. And I was just taking photos and photos and photos and also doing videos. So thank you to him as well. And thank you to Val for being my stylist and putting up with me with no. And you're like, yeah. Then I'm like, okay. Then I'm like, wow. You know. And when I tell you, she had every accessory to go with whatever was needed. She was like, oh, no, you don't need that. You need this, because this is going to do this with that. And then you need this type of shoe, and you need this. And it was just so much fun. And to even shop for the outfits was fun as well. And we went shopping. It took us maybe, we started shopping at 9:30 in the morning. And by 1 o'clock, we was finished shopping. And I had everything I need, from underwear to accessories to the outfits to the shoes to whatever, even down to the damn pod that I changed my clothes in Times Square. So, again, thank you so much. And get ready for the journey, because I need it to premiere August 27th. So So I need you to start working on that outfit for me now. I need about two outfits.
We're going to have to change.
You know she's going to have to change the clothes, you know.
Exactly.
So, so thank you again. I'm about to bring someone else on who would like to speak. So thank you, Val, and we will chat later.
All righty.
Okay. 0529, I'm about to bring you on. 0529, you're on with LSO.
Yo, yo, what's good, LSO? Congratulations to you, man.
Thank you.
It's your boy, J-Mac, from Harlem via Brooklyn out of Delaware. What's popping with you, man?
Thank you, J-Mac, for tuning in. Thank you so much. I talked about you earlier and was saying how...
Yes. I'm glad I was able to get some good grub down there to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
With the Milton's from VE. You know what I mean? And we're going to keep printing whatever you need with the LSO. You know what I mean? Your shirts, your hats,
your socks,
your shower curtains, your tennis rackets, like whatever you got, I got you.
Let me just tell you, I can think of something and whatever time it is, but I'm mindful of the time, and sometimes I catch myself, and other times I'm dope, and I'm calling. I was like, yo, I need this, and he's like, yo, this can't wait till later. But when I get an idea, I'm either texting or I'm calling. It was like, yo, I need this. I need you to make it happen. I don't know how it's supposed to happen, but I need you to make it happen, and I need it in like 2-3 days. And you know what? I get exactly what I want within that time.
That's a fact.
So
that's a fact.
If y'all looking for something, whatever it is, shirts, skirts, hats, jackets, whatever, if you need something printed, you need to go to JJNR718 on Instagram and also JJNR@gmail.com. You can email and tell them LSO sent you. You never know. You know, sometimes my name precedes me, and you could possibly get a discount. So, I mean, you know, I'm just saying. But thank you, JJNR, for, J-Mac, for riding with me on this journey, and also to your wife for riding with me on this journey. I greatly appreciate both of you making sure that I have food, making sure I have whatever it is I think about, I may want, and also for surprising me with, oh, I know you're going to want this, so let me just get this out the way before you even ask. So I greatly appreciate
those moments. I got something in the works for you too, yo. I got something in the works for you. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I got you, though. Like you're going to be like, yo, stop playing. But I got you.
See, I'm crying again. Y'all going to stop. I said I wasn't going to cry, and y'all did it anyway. Y'all get me sick.
Well, we need the tears because it ain't been raining like that. We need that.
You need that? Okay, take that. Hold that. Well, thank you to you and your wife. I so appreciate both of you. But y'all know I got to play some music, and I also got to get some water because my mouth is dry, as well as my throat is
drink
dry. Drink your tears. Crying, so. And I was just, you know what? I was just going to say, let the tears run down and just suck them up because you know they taste good. But anyway, thanks, J-Mac. It's in the building.
No doubt. Love you so much, LSO.
Love you
talk,
more,
man.
Sweetie Pie. All right. Thank you. Oh, well, I said I was not going to cry. I said that. I honestly said that. And I knew it was going to happen. I was going to be made to cry. But I can honestly say Kevin of Promethean, he forewarned me. He said, I told you you're going to cry. So he was like, I'm going to save it. Because he made me cry when we was talking on the phone. But he was like, wait till I get on the radio. I'm going to make you cry. So he was like, at least I'm warning you ahead of time. So, again, thank you. But, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Listen to the music, and I'll be back.
Mm-hmm. gonna keep you down. Nothing's gonna turn you around. No.
Your neck, ears, wrists, and Neapolitan, cause you is my baby, and them other boys know what's up, and girl, I feel I'm the right worm for that apple butt, but enough's enough of this dog, you're my veterinarian, you rep me like a book, so I call you my librarian, and for this bad boy, you gon' have to be my disciplinarian, and you are my phoenix, which makes me a barbarian, I get you out the hood, so call me your humanitarian, with me it's all carry.
marriage of my little vegetarian until the day they bury him. Them bedroom eyes got me on shook, and my soldier on surprise because them bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because them bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because them bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because them bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. I know she want me, her eyes stalk me. They all over me, and now they talking, saying I'm dirty, so please come wash me. She yelling at her clothes now like, get the hell off of me. I'm looking back now, my eyes won't back down. I'm so ready, my little man won't go back down. And she knows it, she feels it in her senses. I wanna be her prisoner and serve a life sentence. Her bedroom be in the background, the way she's staring at me. I don't know how I should act now. Her eyes looking sexy, her eyes look directly at me. Damn, I think her eyes just text me. I see that she sees that, I see the passion. We looking at each other, her eyes slow dancing. She in control now, I just wanna ride. Damn, shorty just hit me with some bedroom eyes. Because some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you.
Welcome back. As we continue to celebrate the Lawless Radio LSO Treat anniversary, Well, this person right here, I'm going to bring them on. They're actually a little hoarse today, but, you know, don't even worry about it because she started out with us from the very beginning. So 4146, I'm going to bring you Vixen. Vixen, Vixen, Vixen. Hello, Vixen.
Hello.
Wait a minute. Hello, Vixen. How are you?
Oh, I'm a little hoarse tonight. Yeah. But I did not want this evening to go by without wishing you a very, very happy anniversary. I can't believe it's been 5 years. I remember
yes.
day one, like
yes.
you said, when you didn't know what you were doing, and we just kept talking. Oh, my God, I just wish you continued success. And even when, like, yeah, I remember those nights and you were there by yourself, you didn't have nobody, your little sidekicks weren't there, and your listening audience was just listening, didn't want to talk, but you had to hold it down. And that's why I have to give you your kudos, because those nights were hard for 2 hours to just speak and continue to speak and make it interesting. So I want to applaud you, and I pray that the next 55 years go stronger and stronger, and that there's always someone listening and always someone who wants to speak. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All
so
5 years.
Thank you.
I love
greatly.
You.
I love you more, sweetie pie. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And ladies and gentlemen, when I say I'm getting text messages, pick me now, and the fonts of the letters get bigger. I'm not going to tell y'all it's Vixen, but yeah.
Yes.
But thank you, Vixen.
You're welcome, LSO.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to pull this person on. The last 4 digits is 552, so don't clam up. When you come on, state your name and tell me where you're calling from. 5552. What would you like to say to LSO?
Congratulations.
5552. Thank you.
I'm so
thank
happy
you.
For you.
Thank you. I so appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen,
just
this young lady
first,
right here.
I want to say happy anniversary, and from the moment I met you, and I wasn't wrong, because what I'm hearing everybody saying, when I first met you, I knew you was a phenomenal woman, and speaking
thank
from
you.
Listening to what everybody else saying, I wasn't wrong. Congratulations.
Oh, see, y'all gonna make me cry. Thank you. I so appreciate that. I had the pleasure of meeting this young lady because we're going to dwell more into her come next week. I had the pleasure of meeting her because she's one of the cast members for the story that I'm writing for, as well as I'm playing in. She's Taybeck. And when I tell you this character does some things, this character right here, but we'll learn more about this character come next week. But thank you so much. And, you know, now people don't even call her by her name. Everyone calls her Tay-Bay. That's her character, and it stuck with her. And so now everyone calls her Tay-Bay. So I want to say thank you so much for seeing that in me, and thank you, and I appreciate you calling in and listening, and not just listening in tonight, but also listening in since we've actually met. You've been listening to the show, and I greatly appreciate your participation. So thank you so much.
No, thank you.
Okay, we're going to put you back on hold.
Okay.
I said I was not going to cry, and I've cried quite a few times. But you know what? I deserve to cry because it's not easy, but it's not as hard as you think. And I remember the night when I got the phone call to actually get the radio show, I was in the hospital at the time. I got the call, and I was like, I'm in the hospital right now, visiting. But when I leave, I'll give you a call. And that was to TL. And I called him on my way home from the hospital. He and I just having a good conversation. And, you know, he's asking me about what I want to do in the future, or where I see myself in the future, and what it is I want to do. And I'm just saying all of these things, and I'm talking about the radio station, what I want to do, how I want to do. And I'm going on and on and on and on and on. And, you know, I finally made it home, and I parked the car, and I didn't want to lose reception because, you know, sometimes when you walk in, things, you know, happen or whatever. So I wanted to stay in the conversation. So I'm sitting in the car, and we're finishing the conversation. And so TL says to me, well, do you have a computer? Do you have headphones? And he was like, yeah. He was like, oh, okay, well, then that's all you need. You just need to come up with the title of a show. And I was like, of course it's going to be the LSO Treat Show. That's who I am. He was like, well, there you go. And he was like, you know, what day would you like? And he said, you can have any day except for, I think he said Tuesday and Wednesday. So, you know me. Oh, well, you know, I can do Monday and Thursday because, you know, on Mondays I can do erotica and on Thursdays I can do inspirational and whatever. And I'm just saying all these things and not know that I'm speaking it into existence and it's happening. So when he told me all I need, you know, was a show title and the headphones and the computer, and I'm saying, yeah, I got that, and this, is that, and the third. He was like, all right, and he kept on talking. Then when I realized I heard him say what he didn't say, and I paused, and he just busts out laughing, because at that pause was when I realized he just gave me my own show. And I was like, did you just, and he started laughing harder, and he was like, yes. When do you want to start? And I was like, huh, wait a minute, hold up. And now I'm getting scared and I'm getting nervous. I'm like, whoa, no, wait. Then I was like, you just said this was what you wanted. God heard you. Or matter of fact, he already knew this was in the existence way before. I just had to get to the point where I can accept it and I can do it. And that's how it all started. And I was like, give me a couple of weeks, let me get myself together, let me get some good headphones, make sure I have this all set up and blah, blah, blah. And June 18th, 2018 was my very, very first show. And TL was behind the scene watching, you know, helping me run the board. Now, I didn't know he was behind the scene because as an administrative, you can do that. But he was behind the scene and he was helping me run the board as I was messing up, don't know what I'm doing, this, that, and the third. And after the show, he would let me know what I did, how I did, what I can do better. And he just gave me good pointers. And after a while, I got the hang of it, and it just took off running, and I did what I do. And I'm able to have the freedom on the show to do whatever it is I want to do as long as I'm respectful. And within the guidelines, of course, you know, you have to follow the CC guidelines or whatever. But I stay within the guidelines, and I'm not disrespectful, and nothing is offensive. And here we are today, 5 years later. And like Val said, you know, they usually say between 3 and 5 years, if you're not successful in doing something, it's usually considered a hobby. But if you make it past 5 years and you're on to something, it's no longer a hobby, it's a profession, it's something. And I don't take this lightly. I actually enjoy coming on every Monday, you know, talking to each and every one of you. And like Vixen said, there's sometimes I'm on for 2 hours talking straight by myself, and sometimes I will play music a little longer because that gives me a break to rest my vocals, you know, run to the restroom, go get some water, turn the fan on, and all of that good stuff. So, you know, if anyone would like to be a guest on the show, let me know, and we can, you know, create a lineup based on, and a topic based on, you know, what it is you do or what it is you want to discuss. And I'm glad I actually have the platform to introduce people, introduce their brand, introduce their products, introduce their music. You know, I had quite a few people send me their music, and I uploaded their music and played their music on the show, and I was the first person to play it. So I thank those who've done that. I greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate that. And, you know, some of the people is Amani. She says her logo is she comes from an unknown planet, Planet X, and her style is a fusion of experimental R&B, deep house jazz, and EDM with a sad edge on it. But Roland is actually her song, this young lady at a seminar years ago. And at the time, she was contemplating if she wanted to do it. And she said she's an artist and she sings. And I was like, when you drop your first EP, I want a copy of it. And I would like the honors to play it on my show. And she thought I was joking. And I was like, no, I'm very serious. But we've been in contact, you know, even after the seminar. And she told me she just dropped it. And I was like, can I? And she gave me the exclusive. And I was the first one to play both of her songs that she actually dropped. So along my journey, I've been able to help people. And I so appreciate that them allowing me to come into their lives and them in my life and helping them, giving them a free platform, you know, to introduce them to my listening audience. We also have Nielsen ratings. So it's about 60K. Last I checked, and that was a while ago, we was up there, I think, around that time, around that for 60K for the listeners, and that's people who listen in online, who listen in actually while the show is going on, and actually who listen in, like who download the shows afterwards. So if each and every one of you can download the show, that boosts my ratings as well for my conversations. And we have all different conversations. I don't stick to one particular subject. But, of course, y'all know sex is a popular conversation because everyone knows something about sex or have something to say about sex. And also when we bring on sex conversations, it's not always the sexual, so to say, part of it. It's also the educational part as well because when we speak, I have, like, Vixen. She's one of the people in Raven because I'll never forget the very first time I was doing a show on something. It was sexual, and I had questions. And Vixen went to the journal of whatever article and whatever page, and she was like, bam, 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 bam. And I was like, well, God diggity dog. But, and yes, and we also have Raven who comes on who's also in the medical field. She gave her expertise on certain questions, and people get answers to, you know, questions that they ask in a group or ask online or ask me behind the scenes. And, you know, especially when certain questions are asked, the information, well, the person is held confidential because, you know, you don't want anyone to feel any kind of way, but yet we want them to give them the answers and we have the resources for them to get the answers of whatever it is that they need. I always say it's a no judgment zone. Whether I agree with you or disagree with you, I will respect you wholeheartedly when you are on my platform, and we just have a good time. A couple more people I want to give a shout-out to is Noni. She's been on. She's a sexual, oh, my gosh. I can't remember her exact title because she just got another accolade under her belt, but it's in the sexual arena and is a consultant, and she also give one-on-ones with individuals as well as couples in the sexual arena of how to be intimate and how to enjoy each other and how to properly enjoy each other, because some people don't know how to enjoy each other sexually because of whatever. There can be health reasons involved or whatever the case may be. A sexual coach, thank you, sexuality coach, thank you for that. So I want to say thank you to her for being a part of the show. She's come on several times, And those, you know, who would like to hear her on again, just hit me up and let me know, and I'll reach out to her and schedule it. I want to say thank you to Teresa Powell. She's an entrepreneur. She just opened up, I want to say, last year, and she has a wig creation. She specializes in wig creations, from wigs, bundles, drawstring, ponytails, braiding, hair crochet, hair synthetic, wig hack, lashes, all of that, and so much more. Congratulations to her, and thank, you know, she's one of the people who's been on and also been a part of the pop-ups that we've had. And Dr. Ish, she's the founder of the Motivational Moments Sister Society, and she's also a retired military nurse. She's been on bringing her expertise, and thank you to her as well. And, you know, so many others that I may have forgotten, but no, I didn't forget in my heart. I always carry around. I always carry you around there, so just know you are there. Also, one of the members we lost, her name was Yvette Pompey. She was a cancer survivor. Ultimately, she lost her battle, but she still was one of the warriors, a phenomenal warrior. She was on in, you know, Hugs to Her Children also. Tasha Mann, Mrs. Tasha Mann, and also she's currently a survivor as well. And thank you for being on and being a part of the show. And, you know, we've covered many topics on the show, from erotica, financial investment, inspirational, monthly awareness, new artists, business owners, and so much more. If y'all would like me and let me know so, you know, we can make that happen. And if you would like to be a guest, reach out to me and let me know again so we can make that happen. We can create a show based on anything and just have a good old time. Also, we have a pop-up, Entrepreneurs United Network. We have a pop-up coming up August 5th. So if you're interested in being a vendor, it's $150 to be a vendor. It's 8 hours, you know, hour setup, hour breakdown, and the rest is a whole, you know, vending service. It's in a populated area where there's a lot of foot traffic. So reach out to me and let me know if that's something you're interested in doing. And, excuse me, we can make that happen for you. Of course, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to each and every one of you for joining in my celebration this evening as we come into the of our evening. Of course, today is, well, today we're celebrating the anniversary, the five-year anniversary of the LSO Treat Show, and on June 8th was actually the fifth year, June 18th. 2018 at 8 o'clock p.m., that was the first show. Coming up, I want to say happy 8th publishversary to my second book, Erotic Playground. I'm also doing raffles, so if you haven't purchased your raffle, please reach out to me to purchase a raffle. And on the June 25th, I'm going to shake the raffle and pull out 8 winners, and you'll get a copy of the book. I want to say happy birthday to Blake Lee, B.R., Ma Riggs, T.P., and Jeff Fox. Also, I want to say congratulations to all the 2023 graduates, specifically to Jaden and Nyla, Taylor, and I know there's so many more that I'm missing, but those were the first ones that came to mind right now. So congratulations to each and every one of you. Also, condolences to those who have lost their lives. And let's not forget about our military and our frontliners. You know, it's still real out there. And, yeah, keep them prayed up. Don't forget to tell us when it's your birthday or a celebration. Let me know so that you can get a shout-out on your special day. Like D. Smith had said, we have the all-men panel, which is called the AMP panel, and then we have the WAP panel, which is the all-women panel. So if you would like to be a guest and be on one of those panels, hit me up again and let me know. Greatly appreciate it. Thank you to each and every one of you for your love, support, encouragement, comments, inbox, text messages, all that good stuff. Without you, there is no me and there is no show. So we all play a role in it, whether you want to believe it or not. Each and every one of you play a role in being on this journey with me. Remember, LSO is coming to each and every Monday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So tune into lawlessradio.com or via phone at 609. And don't forget to tell a friend and invite them to listen in as well. We have some spectacular shows coming up. Like next week's show is going to be the cast, well, the producer and the director and a couple of the cast members from Chess, which is I'm a writer as well as an actress in. So you're going to get to know about one of the things I've been doing behind the scenes. If you are looking for a platform to promote your brand, call or message LSO and find out how you can become a sponsor of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. You can call me at 718-666-1336. And don't be alarmed by the 666. That just means I'm fire. The Lawless Radio started on the premise of TL, the chairman, with his vision and his promise to support your local come-up. So if you want your music played on Lawless Radio, go to the website and submit your music. Lawless Radio supports independent and local artists, and tonight you heard from some of them. And if you would like, if you're in the group, give your feedback. Some of them actually respond back to you. Let's always show our support for entrepreneurs. Whether you like their merchandise or not, still support them. Actually, as Kevin would say, patronize them, because when you patronize, that means you really support what it is that they're doing. You can order LSO merchandise at treatthelnthingslso.com. And you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at LSO Treats. You, in order to get an autographed copy, you have to come directly to my website, as the first two books, Erotic Playground and Tasting Treats, is on Amazon, Lulu, and Barnes & Noble, but you're not going to get an autographed copy. My latest book is Looking Into the Mirror, Introducing Self Me. This right here book, I'm still working on it myself. This book is very interactive, and it makes you go into your secret closet, as my mom would say, or things that you put on a back burner that you try to forget about. It brings those things to the surface so you can evaluate it and you can heal from it. Because I'm one of those people, too, that suppress things and push it so far that you totally forget about it until something triggers it and brings it and bring it up. Then you're like, oh, damn. But I'm learning if you address triggers, you can actually erase the trigger and you can begin healing. Not an easy process. It's a very slow process. But that particular book has actually been working on that for me as well as others. And even my erotic book, those have helped others. I've got good reviews on those too. So where some may think it's just a sexual piece, it's not just a sexual piece. It's a learning piece as well. It's all up to you how you receive the message that are in the books. It can bring a whole new change into your sexual life with your partner and or by yourself. Reminder, coming up next week, the director and producer of Chess, as well as a couple of the cast members, including myself, is going to be on next week. A flyer will be posted shortly so that you can see. And, again, don't forget to put on your calendars August 27th. We're going to be in Pennsylvania. I didn't see the address. I think we're going to be at the state's capitol. I think that's where we're going to be at. It's going to be at 903 Springfield Gardens in Midtown, Pennsylvania. As I get the information, I will let each and every one of you know. I don't know the time of it, but I do know it's August 27th, and that's going to be the premiere of Chess. It's always a pleasure spending my Monday evenings vibing with each and every one of you on conversation and jokes. I so greatly appreciate it, and I thank each and every one of you for tonight with all the good reviews and, yes, making me cry and all of that good stuff, and joining in on celebrating 5 years of being a talk show host. And y'all are the hostesses and hostessers, because y'all all play your part in this as well, in the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show as well. The radio show promises to bring more transparency, awareness, taboo topics, educational, and more in conversation. And we hope that, you know, you join in for 5 more years and 5 more years and 5 more years. And I hope you enjoyed these 5 years thus far. And if you haven't, let me know, because, you know, you can always upgrade and add some things on to learning. I am so open to learning. And, you know, each and every time we have conversations, we're enlightening and strengthening each other and getting in each other's business, which is so much fun. I hope you enjoyed tonight's show and we left you with something to think about on a topic. 5-year anniversary on June 10th. I'm sorry. It's not Midtown. It's Middletown, Pennsylvania, ladies and gentlemen. Hopefully the conversation enlightened you and y'all will be back next week. A couple of pieces of advice that I can leave y'all with for tonight. Do big things. If you think it, it can be done. You are the author in your book of your life. You create what's best for you. Therefore, stop letting people write a page or a chapter or a paragraph. Delete all of that from others, and you continue writing on your journey in your book of life. Step out on faith and go for whatever it is your heart desires. Again, like I said, if you have the thought, it can be done. And keep going. That one yes is soon to outweigh all of those no's you received. So take those no's and those no's, the no's, take the no's in stride and know that you can, you will, and that's that. Nothing is promised to any one of us, so enjoy living while you can and take living by any and all things you think to do without hesitation. Life is so precious and so fragile. Make every second count before it becomes the past. Everything in between from your first breath and your last breath, begin making it count. Make it phenomenal. Make it a loving memory. Step out of your box and experience what's on the other side and enjoy. Each and every day is a gift to each and every one of us, so don't take it for granted. And by the way, everyone, a group member, his name is Kai Morgan. He's a comedian out of Maryland. He just lost his 3-year-old son. So please keep him and his family prayed up. It's a very, very difficult time for him. So please keep him in your prayers. Each and every one of you are invited to continue on this journey with me. Note that your candle will not dull by lighting someone else's candle from your stem. We can all shine brightly and in no competition. If it's God's will, I'll talk to you next week. Stay prayed up, be careful, and stay safe. My hashtags are My LSO Journey, hashtag Love Yourself Organically, hashtag I Deserve, hashtag Backseat. What is y'all hashtag? Oh, hashtag I Am Too. Because, you know, when you say I am, that's given to what it is you're about to do. What is your hashtag? If you don't have one, get one. Yours is Sweetness LSO. Have a good night, everyone.